Max as he eyes the rim. It's on the way. Too long. No good. Rebound. Blackwell low on the left. Pushed it up. No, but a foul. Blackwell to the line for two. 45.6 seconds to play. Trey White picks up his fourth foul. It remains a 7-point lead for Illinois. Again, that confusion on the foul is buying Blackwell extra time. He's at the free throw line. He shoots two, and he is short with the first. 13 of 19 now are the Badgers at the foul line. 81-74 Illinois, 45.6 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for John Blackwell. On the way, and it's good. 81-75 Illinois. Badgers will put the press on now. White will inbound. Janicki in his face. White looking, and Iacocionis trying to trap him in a near turnover. White with a nice catch going cross court right to left to Boswell. Breaking the midstripe to Humrickhouse. He gets fouled by Blackwell. Not much he could do there. That will be his fifth. It's probably his sixth, but officially his fifth. He'll foul out with 37.3 seconds remaining. 10-point night for John Blackwell. Tanjay and Winter ready to come back in for Wisconsin. Ben Humrickhouse, who is 5 of 8 this season at the free throw line. He shoots two. 3 points in the game for him. The transfer from Evansville. Good year for the Aces last year, about 15 points a game, 3 years of NAIA ball. First free throw, no good. Badgers still alive. 81-75 Illinois, 37.3 seconds to play.
And when you don't get there a lot, and you're putting this moment there, a little bit tougher.
Second free throw, the 6'9 grad transfer, and that's good. And now Gibbs Lawhorn will come in for Humrickhouse. 82-75 Illinois, 37.3 seconds remaining. Tanjay will throw it inbounds to Kamari McGee, and he'll bring it up the floor in a hurry. Left side of the front court, high screen Winter. McGee goes to Tanjay. He'll take the three, and he'll hit the three. Timeout, Greg Gard. That's the last one left for Wisconsin. 82-78 Illinois with 28.6 seconds to play.
And this team is just find a ways to keep battling.
They stay in there, don't they?
Absolutely.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We'll see if the Badgers can get a turnover here. 28.6 seconds remaining. Illinois 82, Wisconsin 78.
Again, you keep trying to extend this game. You've done everything you needed to do. You've got a couple missed free throws. You've gotten some extra offensive rebounds. Got yourself to the free throw line yourself.
Yeah, the difference right now, if you're looking in the most general sense, Wisconsin is 14 of 21 at the foul line. Illinois, 18 of 21. Both teams, 27 buckets. Both teams, 10 made threes. Wisconsin, a little office form at the foul line here tonight. The best free throw shooting team in the country coming in at 85.5%, but making just two-thirds of his 21 attempts here tonight. Illinois turned it over 13 times tonight. Badgers need a couple of more here. 28.6 seconds remaining. 82-78, the Illini. Carter Gilmore out there for Wisconsin. He has four fouls out there with Tanjay Klesman, Kamari McGee, and Jack Janicki. It's Boswell, Humrickhouse, White, Iacocionis, and Ivicic. The five of the four. They'll go into football formation here as they'll line up along the baseline. Inbounding will be to the quarterback, Kylan Boswell, as they break into their patterns. Boswell looking, and a timeout taken by Brad Underwood. So the Badgers secondary had it well covered. 28.6 seconds remaining. Underwood using a timeout as Illinois will re-rack.
Watch out, Coach Guard. Coach Figgle might be looking. He might be looking for a nice little quarterback. Underwood covered it pretty well.
He did, yeah. Still a couple timeouts left for Illinois.
And this is where it is.
One timeout left for Illinois, by the way.
This is where it's the same situation of just understanding, okay, try to get a quick one, foul, extend.
Badgers team has battled. Has trailed by as many as 10. Including not long ago at 81-71, but the Badgers making a push. 28.6 seconds to play. Illinois 82, Wisconsin 78.
I mean, even if you can foul Boswell, who's a 60% shooter.
Yep.
I know he's inbound as a ball right now, but.
Shuffling to his left into Trey White, trying to get him trapped in the corner.
Oh, offense. That should be an offensive foul. He hooked him.
Officials talking about it.
He should. He hooked him.
Oh, man. They're going to get Gilmore. That's going to be his fifth.
Trevor Gilmore, his fifth personal foul.
Yeah, the Badgers wanted the offensive foul there. They're going to call him in the cylinder, says Jeffrey Anderson, and the Wisconsin coaches are not pleased.
Trey White at the line for Illinois.
So Trey White will go to the free throw line.
He's going to say cylinder, but there was the hook there. It's tough.
Oof. 25.7 seconds to play, 82-78 Illinois. As Trey White with 21 points tonight goes to the free throw line. He shoots two. And the first free throw is good.
Trey Gibbs-Lawhorn
coming in for Humrick House. Lawhorn, the 6'1 sophomore. 83-78 Illinois, 25.7 seconds to play. Badgers are out of timeouts. Second free throw coming up for White on the way, and that's good. 84-78 Illinois. Tanjay will inbound to Kamari McGee, brings it up 25 seconds to play. McGee front court out between the circles. It'll stop and go. He'll drive to the bucket. Layup is good. 84-80 Illinois with 19.2 seconds to play. Gibbs Lawhorn will throw it in, presses on, inbounds pass to
There's
Boswell. They try to get him double teamed, but the foul is called on Kamari McGee. Kylan Boswell, who tonight at the foul line has been good at 5 for 5. He came in 61%. 84-80 Illinois, 17.9 seconds remaining.
And that's where you play the percentages of the year. But that's exactly what Wisconsin needed to do. A quick layup, you keep extending this game. It's a 4-point game still. Like, you can play this game for a little bit longer.
Boswell with 17 points, 6 assists. First free throw is good. 85-80 Illinois. The Illini came in a 70% team at the foul line. Much better than that tonight. 21 out of 24. Second free throw coming up with a 6'2 junior from Champaign, a transfer from Arizona. Scored 9.5 a game for the Wildcats last year. Second free throw is good. And they're sealing it at the foul line here. 86-80 Illinois, 17 seconds left. Here's McGee. Rides quickly to the front court, to the line, down the lane, to the rim. Layup, no. Tipped up, Winter, no. Rebound out to McGee, 9 seconds left. Now Tanjay with 7 seconds. Tanjay for three, right side. That's too long, no good. Rebound gives Lawhorn. He'll dribble out the clock, and Illinois will win the game by 6. Well, quite a battle here in Champaign. But Illinois just too good at the free throw line. As the Badgers fall to 0-2 in Big Ten play, and the losing streak is now at 3.
And you look at this game overall, I thought Wisconsin did some things better defensively. Still, the offensive rebound in the first half is where I think the biggest part of this game happened. And then you had some early turnovers in the first half that hurt yourself. But a really good fight again. And some things they still need to figure out. You know, John Blackwell getting involved earlier in the game. With 30 minutes gone in the game, John Blackwell is only taking 2 shots.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those are the things that Wisconsin has to work through.
As the Badgers now fall to 8-3 on the season, they get ready for another non-conference game coming up Saturday afternoon in Indianapolis against Butler. Final score tonight, Illinois 86, Wisconsin 80. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
The Illinois goes 22 of 25 at the free throw line tonight. Badgers with one more made bucket. Both teams hit 10 threes. Illinois 22 of 25 at the foul line. Wisconsin 14 of 21. Maybe oversimplifying, but credit to Illinois. Some clutch free throws there down the stretch. Dacachonis has advertised 24 points. He had 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Trey White, big story for Illinois tonight. Came in averaging 7 a game. He had 23 tonight, 14 in the first half. He had 8 rebounds, went 9 of 10 at the foul line. And Kylan Boswell with 19 points. The fight was there for Wisconsin, just not quite enough to get over the top.
Yeah, and I think when you talked about where it went south, the fight was there.
Yep.
But they lost it in that first half. Offensive rebounds.
Yep.
Turnovers. And you were sitting there with a four-point lead. You could have had a four-point lead. It felt like it should have probably been about 10, 11.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you give yourself a 10, 11-point lead. Now you've got a little bit of a wiggle room. They make a run. They make a run to tie it versus, you know, to go up 7 in the second half. Different game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Because I thought defensively they were much better.
Yeah, which in an 86-80 game, but you're right. You know, just they were getting those second chances and making the most of them in the first half.
And when I say defensively, yeah, more of packing the lane,
yeah,
but still closing out to shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't see that at Marquette.
No.
You had that. Offensively, they were better when they played Marquette. They were better again tonight, so you didn't see that, which you saw against Michigan. So even though it's a 3-game losing streak, you've seen growth from the Michigan game. Now you've seen growth from the Marquette game. Now you've got to put it together for the full 40.
Yeah, the tough part is you have to sit on an 0-2 Big Ten record here. The next league game is January 3rd. But the good news is you play 20 of these in conference play, so they've got all kinds of time. And first things first, Saturday against Butler, and then they got Detroit Mercy on the 22nd.
No one's going undefeated in league play.
No.
So you're
there.
This
you
league is nuts.
Fine.
I mean, league is going to be crazy.
They've got a formula here to build on, and which I know in a 6-point or a 6-point setback on the road could be a bit of a tough pill to swallow for Badger fans, but they're still right there here. Of the three losses that they've had, two were either or games,
yeah.
Michigan
yep.
and tonight.
Yep. Marquette,
not so
much. Growth. You are
yes.
seeing growth.
Yep.
Like, you are seeing improvement. I'm not just saying it because we're here covering the game.
No.
But there is improvement happening.
All right, Illinois wins it tonight, 86-80. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Illinois defeats Wisconsin tonight 86-80. Time now to let Brian Butch break this one down. What you got?
Well, I think we're going to talk about the positives first. You look at Nolan Winter. I said he needed to be more aggressive. That's exactly what he was tonight. 15 points, 7 rebounds. I thought he was brought the energy. I thought he brought floor spacing because he was able to hit a couple of threes. Now only 2 of 7, but just the ability to shoot the basketball from three gives this team some more space. Overall, that's kind of the positive. Also the bench, 19 bench points. Mm-hmm. That was really good. I thought Carter Gilmore came in, gave a nice shot of energy. let's just talk about the rest of it a little bit real quick. You know, and it comes down to the turnover side of it. Only 12, but again, that first half when they really got out of, you know, sorts a little bit, that hurt them. And then offensive rebounds, you know, I know this is a team that's, you know, in Illinois that, you know, gets about 13.4 offensive rebounds a game. They give up 15. And I think that's a
big part. Timely late.
Exactly, right? Like it was early in and then timely. So you look at that, that's why the result is a 6-point loss. And, you know, you clean some things up, you get some more production. Stephen Kroll needs to play, you know, only played 19 minutes, no rebounds, only 9 points. Those are the games and moments like this where you need to rebound the ball at a little bit better of a level.
Yep, Illinois a winner tonight, 86-80. When we continue, we'll take a look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard as our post-game coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight.
When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
By Brady and the Ad Council.
Illinois defeats Wisconsin tonight 86-80 as we check the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier tonight it was Rutgers 80, Penn State 76. They're in the final seconds of the Jimmy V Classic game, and Arkansas leads Michigan 89-87.
Michigan was up big in that game.
And that has now gone final. Check that. 89-87. Arkansas ends up winning that game on the strength of they were down four at the half and then came back to win it late. So that's the first loss of the season, right? For Michigan. Arkansas with John Calipari and company now improving to 8-2. Illinois wins it tonight. So the Illini one up, one down in Big Ten play, 7-2 overall. The Badgers drop to 0-2 in league play. They are 8-3 overall as Illinois wins it here tonight, 86-80. We'll take a break. Coming up, more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. Back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another holiday.
full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023, CY Industry reported total sales.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Illinois defeats the Badgers tonight 86-80. The Illini 42% from the field, 10 of 33 from deep, 22 of 25 at the foul line. Badgers end up 44% for the field, 10 of 29 from deep, and 14 of 21 at the free throw line. Kasparis Jakaciūnas leading the way with 24 points. Trey White, 23 points and 8 rebounds in the game. Kylan Boswell with 19. Tomislav Ivicic ends up with 9 points and 11 boards. 5 tonight for Will Riley, 4 for Ben Humrickhouse, and 2 for Dre Gibbs Lawhorn. Badgers with 4 in double figures. Nolan Winter with a big second half. He had ended up with 15 points, 13 after halftime. John Tanjay ends up with 14, Max Klesman 13, John Blackwell with 10 before he fouled out. Stephen Crow ends up with 9. Carter Gilmore with 7 all in the first half. Xavier Amos with 5, 4 for Kamari McGee, and 3 points for Jack Janicki as the Badgers will get the late return into Madison and then get themselves ready for a Saturday matchup with Butler. Butler losing tonight to North Dakota State, but still, you know, they'll beat Mississippi State. They won the Arizona tip-off.
Beat Northwestern.
They beat Northwestern, so it's another quality opponent all in this,
this four-game stretch.
Run.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely.
We're stalling for time. Greg Gard will be making his way over here as he visits with Illinois Athletics Director Josh Whitman over there. So he'll be joining us here in a minute. But again, you know, things to build on, and we'll talk to Greg about that. Obviously, things to correct as well. But this, that's what 350 other coaches in D1 are saying
I mean, I've said this before. We talked about it a lot. But I think this is one of the most talented teams as far as Illinois is. In the Big Ten right now.
Yeah.
Can you come together? Well, point guard plays a big part of that. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Coach Gard making his way over as we'll visit with the Badgers head coach here as they'll get ready for the Butler Bulldogs coming up on Saturday afternoon down at the home of the Indiana Pacers as Coach Gard is with us now. We're saying we never questioned the fights, and you guys look like it could have been really gone off the rails when down 10, and then all of a sudden it gets down to 4. Credit to those guys. They made their free throws down at the end, but you guys at least you gave yourself a chance there in the final few minutes.
We did, Matt. We're too inconsistent in quite frankly both ends of the floor at times. I thought we were better at times than we were Saturday. And then we would, and that's a good team that, it's a unique guard. The point guard is terrific. The big kid, I thought we did a pretty good job on Ivicic. Mm-hmm. Maybe the best anybody's done all year, but then they had other guys, You have Boswell as a senior and White's a senior, step up and make some plays and make some shots and things that, specifically in White's case, he hasn't done all year. But we're too inconsistent. You know, we get Klesmet and Blackwell in foul trouble, sitting most of the first half for, unnecessary fouling at times. There's going to be some bang-bang plays, but we do some things at times that are uncharacteristic, and then obviously the offensive glass. You know, and that we talked about that ad nauseum, that was going to be a huge key because of how many threes they shoot, and they want to track them down and chase them down, and then the turnovers. You know, when you have a two-possession game, you can't turn the ball over 12 times. That has to be four. I think, going through this stretch, we knew it was going to be hard. We're learning as we go, and we got to keep getting better because we don't have any time to wait around. We got to flip around and get ready for Butler. But, I liked what Winter gave us. I liked what McGee gave us, or that Janicki gave us, really good minutes. Three assists, no turnovers. The ball moved when he was in there. Did some good things. You know, McGee has three assists, no turnovers. We've got to get everybody hitting at the potential they can play at all the time, and not be as inconsistent.
You talked about Nolan, and it was one of those things during the start of the second half. I said, Nolan's got to be more aggressive. This is a game that fits him,
right.
and he was.
Right.
Is this one of those games that you look at that hopefully he can build a lot of confidence from and continue to be more aggressive out there? Because he's showing it all out there.
He
and
is.
At times, he's too, in my opinion, too passive.
Yeah.
And this was one where, like, hey, you can do this on a big stage, young fella. Like, go have some fun.
Yeah, and, he's heard that 100 times,
sure.
But he's got to go do it, right?
You got to go do it.
So we can talk about it. We can say, he has the potential to be a star on this stage, which he does. But, you keep in mind, he's still not to the halfway mark. He's not at halftime of college yet.
Yeah.
So, but I thought today was a good step. He battled. He got some offensive rebounds. He wasn't bashful. When a couple threes didn't go down, we kept telling him, shoot it. Keep shooting it. I think good things from him. He definitely took a good step in the right direction. Still got to get him to protect the rim a little bit better. But, I liked what I said. Gilmore gave us all he could give us.
Yeah.
McGee, like I said, Janicki did some good things. So
defensively, did you guys think you were better? I thought you were better than Marquette.
I really did.
Like, you were tighter.
Yep, we were tighter.
I mean, you were flying to start the game.
Yep.
You just didn't close out the possession.
Right.
I mean, that's where the issue is.
That's really where the loose balls, the rebounds, the extra possessions. We had shot the line really well. We were number one in the country, and we go 14 for 21. So, all things. It's not one specific thing. But as I just told them, we put this schedule together intentionally. I mean, the league handed these two early ones to us, but we got to continue to get better. And there's only one way you're going to do it, and you're going to face some adversity, which we are right now, and keep fighting your way through it.
And we'll let you get home because it's 10:30. So
late
return and then
right.
back at it. Appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
All right, Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us. Illinois wins it tonight 86-80. Back to wrap things up in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Illinois 86, Wisconsin 80 as the Badgers get ready for Fad Mata's Butler Bulldogs on Saturday afternoon. Approximate tip time will be
1:30 Central. Our coverage will start 1 hour earlier. It's the second game. You've got Purdue and Texas A&M in the first game.
I'm not saying anything.
So, you know,
I'm not saying anything.
See if we can break the Brian Butch record of...
No, you do not want to do that. No.
Yeah, been involved in some of those. Maybe not quite as long as what you and Chris had at Greenbrier. So let's hope for no overtime in the game ahead of Wisconsin. And but again, they're going to get home late tonight and a chance to maybe dust off a little bit, catch your breath on Wednesday, and then boom. Thursday, Friday, back in the practice.
The positive is this was a Tuesday, though.
Yes, like you absolutely.
Today is Tuesday, right? Last time I checked, it still we're close.
For another 87 minutes, yeah. So, yeah, no, they're fine.
But you get an extra day there, which helps. Yep. It does, based on the schedule you've had.
And just get themselves a chance to get it right, and then they'll won't play again for 8 days after the game on Saturday. So, all righty, sir, let's go home. What do you say?
Let's go home. I'm all for it.
That'll wrap it up for us here. Illinois wins it tonight, 86-80, this broadcast. This is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Kelly Freeman back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay. Hoping you'll join us on Saturday afternoon as the Badgers take on the Butler Bulldogs. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking. There is still a light that shines on me, shines.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. Well, she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. I can leave her on her own. Knowing she's okay alone. And there's no messing. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She never asks very much, and I don't refuse her. Always treat her with respect, I never would abuse her. What she's got is hard to find, and I don't want to lose her. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
Shadow in the city, all around. People looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer. Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. We'll be right back.
You've always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the Timeless Hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and Timeless Hits around the clock on WRJN.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. United Healthcare CEO shooting suspect Luigi Maggioni appears in an Altoona, Pennsylvania courtroom and fights extradition to New York. CBS's Anna Schechter reporting.
If he didn't fight it, he could be transported tomorrow by the U.S. Marshals Service back to New York, or even just the NYPD investigators who were there in Altoona, they could just transport him right back to New York. Because he's fighting it, it means he's going to put up a legal fight.
Police say Maggioni had handwritten notes pointing to a possible motive. Defense attorney Thomas Dickey says he hasn't seen evidence that his client is the shooter. Two South Korean police chiefs are detained after enforcing the country's short-lived martial law declaration last week. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Police detained their own national and Seoul chiefs on suspicion of ordering officers to block lawmakers from entering Seoul's parliamentary building on the night of the president's martial law declaration. While President Yoon Suk-yeol himself is set to face another impeachment vote by lawmakers this Saturday after the ruling party boycotted the first.
A correctional service official says the former defense minister attempted to take his own life and is now stable. A Malibu, California area wildfire now spans more than 4 square miles and remains 0% contained. 20,000 residents are under evacuation orders and alerts. L.A. County Sheriff Captain Jennifer Seto.
Fire can be extremely unpredictable, and we highly encourage residents in the fire areas to be prepared, have a plan, and heed our evacuation warnings and orders.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary was